The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth in the world's greatest salmon fishery through investments in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on listener-supported KDLG. I'm Dave Benninger in for Molly Dishner, who's on assignment in Naknek today. We'll check in with her in a bit. If you appreciate this program and the rest of what this station provides, both during the busy summer and all the rest of the year here in wonderful Bristol Bay, please become a sustaining member today. Volunteers are standing by to take your call, and you can pledge online at kdlg.org as well. On Thursday, fishermen hauled in 1.8 million sockeye in Bristol Bay, pushing the season total harvest to 14.3 million, and the total run-through yesterday was 22 million. The Pandalus last day of fishing at Port Moeller was today. They recorded a drop in overall catches, but the highest to date at Station 10. More on those numbers in a moment. First, a look at tonight's marine weather forecast. On Bristol Bay waters, northwest winds 10 knots, seas at 2. Tomorrow, south winds 10, seas 2. Tomorrow night, south winds 10, seas also at 2 feet. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef, tonight southeast winds 15, seas 3. Tomorrow, southeast winds 15, seas 3. Fishing in the Nooshkak District is wide open. Togiak closes for the weekend to allow for some escapement. The east side districts all have fishing time tonight and tomorrow. Now let's run down the daily catch and escapement, starting with harvest. Total harvest on yesterday, 1.8 million. Naknek Kwejek led with 700,000. That was down a bit from the million fish caught the day before. Igigig hauled in 560,000. Ugashik, 440,000. Nooshkak, just 84,000 sockeye yesterday. And fishing picked up a bit, just a little, in Togiak. 9,000 sockeye landed yesterday. 14.3 million sockeye counted as harvest total bay-wide through yesterday. Now the average sockeye per drift delivery, Ugashik still leading with 1,670, Igigik 927, Naknek Kwejek 761, Nooshkak 231, Togiak 64. That's your catch. Now let's take a look at cumulative escapements around the bay. The Ugashik River, 516,000 sockeye. Igigik River, 1.16 million. Kwejek River, 2.8 million. Naknek River now at 950,000. Nooshkak River sockeye, 527,000. Nooshkak River Kings, 89,000. Wood River sockeye escapement, 1.08 million. Igushik River, 196,000. And in Togiak, just below 3,000 sockeye have been counted as escapement through yesterday. Who's fishing where? There are 670 permits in Naknek Kwejek today, climbing in 48 hours to 785. 350 permits in Igigik today, climbing to 353 in 48 hours. 301 permits in Ugashik, climbing to 330 in 48 hours. 217 in Nooshkak today, not projected to change. And 52 fishing in Togiak. Finally, Port Moeller posted a daily replacement index of 53 today, 85 yesterday, 80 Wednesday, and 76 Tuesday. Stock composition from the July 7th to 8th catches was released minutes ago. Kwejek River fish, 42%, Igigik, 22%, Nooshkak River, 10%, Ugashik, 8%, Wood, 5%. Again, those were the genetic stock composition from the July 7th and 8th catches. That's it for the data-heavy portion of our broadcast. You can put down your pencils now. Reach out to us anytime. We enjoy your feedback and ideas. Fish at kdlg.org is our email, or give us a call anytime here at the station. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Crawley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years with a full range of residential, commercial, aviation, and marine fuel products, and supporting local fisheries offshore with Bristol Bay Floater Fueling Services. More information at CrawleyFuels.com.
This week, the KDLG News team has been speaking with underworked and at times now unemployed seafood processing workers. Many of them will be casualties of an industry that invested for a near-record return of sockeye that, at least so far, has not shown up. KDLG's Molly Dishner has been in Naknek looking into it. I spoke with her earlier for an update. Hello, Molly. What are you finding out on the east side?
Well, it sounds like the last 24 hours have been the first 24 hours that some canneries are going around the clock. Catches have picked up here on the east side, which means that everyone's a little busier, but still places with free Wi-Fi. There are a handful of cannery workers at any time just sitting there hanging out, lamenting that, you know, they've flown 1,000 miles for a summer job and aren't really getting any hours.
Do you get the sense that they're going to be looking for work elsewhere this season? I hear there was a recruiter in Naknek looking for some more salmon fishing work elsewhere in the state.
Yep, I talked to a couple Ocean Beauty employees who were interviewing with American Seafoods to get jobs out on pollock trawlers that'll head out to the Bering Sea here at the end of the month. And they seem to think that even if the run picks up, that'd be a better option by the end of July for them. And she said she had a couple more people come in after I left today, so she's seeing a fair amount of interest in people leaving.
I'm guessing town is happy to see the fishing picking up on the east side, though. I'm sure that's put some idle hands to work and kept the canneries moving here. Is that the sense you've gotten in the last 24 hours or so?
Definitely a little busier. I was over at the Borough Dock for a bit, and the manager of the dock there said that the last 24 hours they've moved more cans, like the big container, refrigerated container type cans. They'd moved about 98, which is their best day of the summer so far, and I think the best day they've ever had is 139, so that was actually a pretty substantial amount for them, although they're still pretty far behind where they need to be to use up everything that they had ready to go this summer.
All right, Molly Dishner in Naknek, thanks for giving us the update for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We'll see you back here tonight or tomorrow morning. Thanks, Molly.
Yep, thanks, Dave.
You're listening to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report here on KDLG. I'm Dave Benninger. Well, what else is happening on the east side? Naknek-Quijac area manager Travis Ellison breathing a little sigh of relief for one after 2 days of big catch and escapement there. There's already a lot of net in the Naknek-Quijac district waters, and about 100 more boats and permits will join those already there in the next 2 days. It seems that these port molar catches, whether they translate to a big tail or not, are headed for the Quijac. I spoke with Travis a little after he announced Saturday's fishing schedule for the district earlier today. Travis, good to speak with you. Let's see, been kind of an up and down week, but right now your numbers are looking pretty good for the new escapement goal here.
Yeah, things are going great just for the last 3 days, really. In 3 days, we've had almost 1.8 million escapement up the Quijac with more fish behind that. Made our escapement goal within that. So things are looking good. I'd still like to get more fish up there, but we're to the point where we can fish consistently now.
Fishing consistently, but not wide open. You've got, tell me about your opener tomorrow here.
Well, tonight, our next opener, which is tonight, we're doing pulling the drifters into Naknek section. And then we'll open up Naknek Quijac District for tomorrow's daytime tide. And then the set netters, we have fishing continuously right now. The reason we're pulling it back and forth is because it takes a couple tides for fish to even get through the Quijac section and get out of the district. So when we're fishing them every tide, we can really clean them up, especially with the increase of boat numbers we're going to see in the next couple of days. So by doing this, it'll, you know, keep some escapement going every day and fill the district up, and we should, you know, keep having a good period there every other tide.
All right. I'd say all eyes are on the Quijac River at this point. The numbers out of Port Molar looked really potentially strong over the last couple of days. Today's catches came in strong for Station 10. Port Molar says those are probably all Quijac fish. They don't offer a lot of indication of whether or not that means a lot of fish are coming, but I'd say people are maybe hoping that's the case. And it looks like you have 100 more boats and permits coming. So what's on your plate now with all that?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, Port Mueller is looking really good for the end here. This time of year, we can't trust as much as we do earlier on, but it's something to pay attention to. I was looking back, and we've seen the Neknak-Quejec District peak on like the 12th or 13th of July before. So, you know, I wouldn't be too shocked if the Quejec came in a lot stronger than we thought it was going to, you know, a week ago.
When did you see it? How many years ago was it that it peaked that late in the season, Travis? It's not in the last 5 or 6 years. That's got to be back quite
a while. No, no. We're looking back at the 90s and the 80s. We've seen it do that.
Okay. You have quite a few boats and permits headed, but it looks like catches have been good and the size of the average delivery has been pretty good. Are you hearing fairly good reports now from the fleet that's been waiting for some harvest here?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, 2 days ago was a good catch with over a million and a little over 700,000 yesterday. And based on what I saw flying a survey and what I've heard from a few boats, it sounds like it'll be similar to the last couple of days.
Are the processors keeping up that you've been hearing? Have you been speaking with them at all? I know that some of them had started to cut some staff, thinking the run wasn't going to show up. Are they doing all right with the fish that are arriving?
Sounds like it's everything I've heard says they're keeping up just fine.
Last question, Travis. We asked Paul yesterday about the size of the fish. What are your test fisheries and your counting towers telling you about the size of the sockeye that are arriving?
Seems like they're bigger overall from what we're seeing, you know, in the first couple weeks of the season. Seeing some real healthy fish up the Quejec. They're catching some big fish out there. They're probably going to the Lagnac or the Naknak. So it's looking better. Average weight of the catches have gone up, too, just in the last couple of days as well. So overall, we might still end up with below average size, but it's not looking as bad as it had at the start.
Good news. And Travis Ellison, Neknak-Quejec area biologist, thanks for the Friday update. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good one.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknak Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknakfish.com.
The fishing vessel Pandalus ended its effort at Port Mueller today. It's on to other projects now. The Bristol Bay Fishery will have to run the rest of this race without the heads-up display of the crystal ball that is or isn't PMTF, Port Mueller Test Fishery. The Bristol Bay Fisheries report, for one, is going to miss those daily numbers. This week, the boat has had high catches, some of the highest of the season. Today, the daily replacement index fell a bit to 53. But the boat also had 100 fish in a 30-minute set at Station 10, the highest single catch at any single station all season. Data analyst Dr. Scott Rayburn spoke with us earlier today ahead of offering a written interpretation.
It looks like, you know, Ugashik is going to break the forecast, probably between 4 to 7 million. Egig probably 6 to 7 million coming under forecast. Nishigag, somewhere in that range as well. For the Quejac, it's kind of anybody's guess. We know these big numbers at Port Mueller are most, if not all, Quejac fish. But the problem with interpreting Mueller indices late in the season is that the fish per index and travel time and all that could be very different than it was before June 30th or around then. And what it translates into inshore can throw the estimate back and forth 5 to 10 million.
Rayburn says that Port Mueller is much better at predicting when there's no fish, which is easier to forecast than the size of the run's tail.
When you have water hauls, the last 3 days of the test fishery, it almost guarantees that there's very little tail left. And we've seen big numbers towards the end of the test fishing season before in the past, and sometimes they pan out, sometimes they don't. They always represent a tail. It's just how fat that tail is remains to be seen. But this year, the Quejet was forecast to be big. It seems to be protracted and coming in slow. And they're the highest in the seas we've ever seen on record at Port Mueller.
Rayburn says as the boat stops its fishing efforts after today, it will be nearly impossible to forecast the rest of the run without being able to see the peaks and declines in the test fishery and translate that to inshore catch and escapement. After today, that's all that's left to do, rather, is wait and see what happens inshore.
I'm happy that the run's not going to fall as short maybe as we thought it would. I'm still comfortable with 30 million being the low end of the run, but whether it turns into 40 million, it seems like that could happen.
Again, stock compositions from the July 7th to 8th Port Mueller catches were released this evening. Quijack 42%, Igigik 22%, Nooshigak 10%, Ugashik 8, Wood River 5. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment. We have to keep things a little short tonight to make airtime for our dedicated team of volunteers who are eager to encourage your pledge during the KDLG Fund Drive. But a quick look at some other news in the world of seafood today. Managers of the mighty Fraser River in British Columbia are concerned that the discharge of the river is 30% below average for this date, and the water temperature is 3.6 degrees Celsius warmer than average for this date. They say so far very few sockeye have been caught in Fraser's gillnet test fisheries. Canadian biologists put a much wider range for their forecasts, as many remember from last year's potentially monster run that wasn't. Maybe they know something about hedging their bets that Alaska's biologists don't. This year, the midpoint for the Fraser sockeye is 6.8 million. The run usually peaks around the first week of August. In related news, provincial officials granted the Mount Polly Gold and Copper Mine conditional approval to resume limited operations. Many will recall the BC Mine's tailings dam broke last year and dumped some 6.5 billion gallons of water into nearby lakes and rivers. The mine cannot use the old tailings dam and will thus operate at half capacity for now. Mount Polly is in the watershed of the Fraser River. Critics of the Pebble Mine say the engineering and design of the Mount Polly tailing dam is similar to what's been proposed for Pebble. And finally today, thousands of Alaskans are headed for the Kenai this weekend. Jenny Naiman tells us why.
As of Friday, the mouth of the Kenai River won't sound like this again until August. Come the 6 a.m. opening of the Alaska resident dipnet fishery on the Kenai, the place will be packed with hundreds of boats, thousands of vehicles, and 10,000 or more people a day seeking their share of the 1.5 million sockeye salmon that will pass through the sandy, silty, windy transition of Cook Inlet and the river.
On our busiest day, we'll see up to 15,000. Up in boats and, on North Beach, on South Beach.
That's Kenai City Manager Rick Cook. Kenai has the dubious honor of managing the most popular location of the state personal use dipnet fishery.
We've become event coordinators, and I think our personnel have done a very good job of undertaking those responsibilities. But every year there's always something new.
In Kenai, I'm Jenny Naiman.
Here's to the quiet Wood River and a 25-fathom king net. That's it for tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We hope you appreciate our coverage of the industry this summer. Take a moment and support us with a pledge, or better, become a sustaining member of KDLG today. I'm Dave Benninger in for Molly Dishner tonight. We'll be back with you for our weekend coverage as usual tomorrow. Keep after it out there and have a good night.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by AIFMA, the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association, representing fishermen since 1966. More information at AIFMA.org.